My name's Stuart Langridge and my fingers don't hurt at all.
My name's Jonah Bacon and my fingers used to bloody hurt a lot.
And this is...
Shove Jack.
I'll type until my fingers fall off. It's a joke among those who write code or work in front of computers for a living. But with increasing awareness of repetitive strain injury out there in our community, the joke, frankly, is less funny than it used to be. Do we need to be more aware of this than we are? And what are good techniques for handling RSI?
I think a lot of people still think that RSI is a bit of a myth, you know? I mean, there's this kind of misconception, particularly in the IT world, I think, that RSI is merely weak people complaining about their fingers. It really isn't.
Yeah, it's like, ah, you type so much that your fingers hurt. And people imagine, it's, you know, if you poke a wall really hard, it makes the end of your finger hurt, obviously. Mm. And people think RSI is basically like that. And then if you actually look into it, you think, ah, okay, so the problem is that your shoulder hurts so much that you can't move your arms. And it comes because you type a lot. There is this kind of, yeah, like you say, there's a sneaky feeling in a lot of people that it's a bit of a myth. It doesn't really happen. And if it does happen, it only happens to other people.
And it really does happen. I mean, I've definitely had it. I mean, when I was a journalist sort of 4 or 5 years ago, I had to write a lot during the days. So I was probably writing about 2,500 words a day. And I was getting to the point where I could feel I only got it really in my hands, but I could feel it where, you know, like this, that kind of fatty webbed kind of space between your thumb and your first finger, that would just really hurt. And to the point whereby when I type, I could feel my fingers aching and it got in the way of me being able to do my work. And then I went to the doctor and he was like, yep, you've got RSI. So had it?
No, I've never had a problem with it ever, which is nice, you know. I've got a higher tolerance for pain than a lot of people, but it's one of those things where I know a lot of people who have suffered with it. And it seems very much to be one of those things where when you're once bitten, you're twice shy. If you've ever suffered with it, you then become a religious nutter on the subject of taking a break every hour and so on. So it doesn't really seem to be a problem. You can
that
tell.
That doesn't apply to me.
You can tell anyone who's had RSI in the past because they have all this technology to make sure that it doesn't happen again because it was a really, really big problem for them.
Yeah. I mean, the risks are pretty significant because it really can. I mean, if you think about, you know, your primary interface with a computer is a mouse and a keyboard. And when it hurts to interact with a mouse and a keyboard, if you're working in IT or writing or something like that, if you have to use a computer, it's a real risk. I mean, it can affect your career. It can affect, you know, your income and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, it stops you doing your job. It stops you doing your hobby. This is something that we need to be serious about. And we've looked at other potential risks to people in our community before. We talked about overuse of caffeine and things like that.
Yeah.
And RSI is another one. It's something where there is a grudging acceptance of the fact that it's important, I think. And it's still, we aren't seeing enough people take preemptive action against it. It's all wait till it happens to me and then become a believer. But what should you be doing? Now, this is not meant to be, you know, a health documentary or anything. But if you think about just the standard stuff you can do, what have you done to try and avoid the problem?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things I think we should talk about is this, you know, the common advice is just move around regularly, take regular breaks and that kind of stuff. And I think for a lot of us, that's actually quite hard. I mean, just speaking personally, I don't take any breaks during the day. None. I mean, I don't even take a break at lunchtime. I eat my lunch while working. And I think it's very common in the IT world to do that. But it is really important to kind of sit back every so often and rest your hands for a few minutes and stuff like that. And, you know, in terms of your back, to get up and move around and to get the blood flowing in your legs and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but you see, if you read advice, it's all very much, you know, once every hour you should take a 5-minute break and go and have a walk and something like that. And you think, well, yeah, you know, but I've got a job to do. I can't just be poncing around in the garden. I've actually got to do stuff. But if you think about it, just make sure you get up and make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. And then when you do that, you'll be walking around. You know, walk down to the nearest Starbucks in the morning and grab something, and then walk down again just before lunch, and then go out for lunch and stuff like that. So it doesn't have to be, I am going to take a break to avoid RSI now. Just don't sit motionless in a chair for 4 or 5 hours at a time. And I understand the desire to do that, because I'll find myself doing that. I think, God, I haven't moved out of this chair for 5 hours apart from to get another packet of cigarettes. I probably ought to not do that. So the obvious first thing is moving around, and just moving to do other things counts. It doesn't have to be an explicit work break. Just go and get a cup of tea, and then while the kettle's boiling, stand and look out the window rather than continuing to type. The second thing, the obvious thing that people jump for is technology to help you solve it. So there are dozens of little programs. One is WorkRave is a good own one, but there are programs every desktop.
WorkRave's really good. I mean, when I was having experience in RSI, I installed WorkRave on my computer back then, and I found it was actually pretty helpful. You know, the idea with WorkRave, for people who aren't aware of it, is that it will force you to take two types of break. One is like a regular break, so at the end of every hour, it'll tell you to, you know, piss off for 5 minutes. But then these things called micro pauses, which is where every 30 seconds or so, it'll basically lock your screen for about 5 seconds or 2 seconds, whatever it might be. And it just forces you to stop working. And the medical reason is that, particularly in your hands, is that the reason why you get RSI is because blood basically builds up in that fatty part of your, like I say, between your thumb and your forefinger in many cases. It builds up there and it causes it to bruise. So when you take a break, the blood manages to flow and it stops that buildup.
Yeah, so WorkRave's a good example. I don't think it makes you stop every 30 seconds, does it?
when I was using it, it was literally once every 30 seconds or a minute.
Oh, really?
You can configure it, though. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's one obvious thing. It actually locks you out of your screen. And that's no bad thing. The interesting question, though, is you say, when I was having the problem, I had WorkRave, which sounds to me a lot like, now I'm not having the problem, I don't use WorkRave anymore.
Yeah, it is, because I do a lot less. I do a lot of typing during the day, but I don't type anywhere near as much as I used to. I mean, I used to do 2,500 words or so of just article writing. That didn't include email, you know. So I was typing a lot more back then. And I think not so much, you know, the quantity of the typing, but just more compressed bouts of typing. So I'd spend like an hour typing like a demon, and then I'd take a break for a while, and that's what I think caused the problems. But no, I don't use WorkRave anymore because I haven't experienced the RSI issues, and we'll get onto that in a bit.
Right, so we've talked about just getting up and moving around, finding things to do that aren't just directly typing, and we've talked about software that can jump in and help you out. What else is there?
Well, so this is the thing. This is what I'm convinced cured me of RSI, and cured is a strong word, but I'm going to use it, and that's reflexology. So the story goes, I was experiencing RSI. I went to the docs, and the doctor said, I'm going to refer you to a specialist. So I went to a hospital, and the specialist basically talked about making these like a cast that you put over your hand, and it kind of basically positions your thumbs and your fingers in the right way. And she said, look, you can do this, but it doesn't necessarily work for everybody. She said, but what I'd recommend is reflexology. And basically, I went to this woman called Lynn, who was based somewhere just outside Wolverhampton, and she gave me an Indian head massage, which is like the top of your shoulders and the back of your head, and my feet as well. And the idea is that, you know, with reflexology is that parts of your body, like parts of your feet connect to, you know, reflect to parts of your body, like a part of your foot reflects to your heart or your arm or whatever else. And I was thinking, this is some kind of couscous eating hippie bullshit. But I went along and I tried it, and I basically had, I think, 2 or 3 sessions where she was massaging me for an hour, and my RSI just completely vanished. Literally, it never came.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to get into a debate about whether this thing that you've described is actually as bullshit as it sounds or not, but
yeah.
The point is that it worked for you, and maybe it'd work for others.
Yeah, but it could work for other people. I mean, it might not work for everybody, but for me, I found it incredibly successful.
Okay, so do you think there's enough awareness of the issue in the community? I mean, I honestly don't think there is. It needs to be socially enforced a lot more. We talked about this sort of thing with caffeine, and when we've talked about burnout and so on. You need people around you to say, Jesus, just stop typing for 5 minutes, man. Just go and have a walk.
Yeah, exactly. Get some exercise, eat some vegetables. You know? I mean, it's like, live a healthy life, you know. But no, I don't think that there's enough awareness of this issue. But you know what? That's what we think. We've talked about RSI. I've experienced it. Ak hasn't experienced it. There's various approaches you can use to. But what do you think? Have you experienced RSI? Have you experienced these kinds of problems in different parts of your body? What approaches have you used to try and get rid of it? Have you tried reflexology? Have you tried these different software tools? Is there something that we haven't covered that you've tried that worked well? Well, go to shopjack.org and leave your comments right there.
You can get in touch directly with us if you want to send us an email by going to shopjack.org/discuss.
Yep, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.